From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. A top Missouri Democrat says Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway is planning to run for governor in 2020. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that State Party Executive Director Lauren Gepford said the 37-year-old is, quote, very serious about the race and is taking steps to assemble a team and the resources it would take to win. Galloway, a Democrat, narrowly won a four-year term as auditor in November after being appointed to the post in 2015. She would be the first woman elected governor in Missouri. Democratic State Senator Scott Sifton of St. Louis County has said he intends to run. Incumbent Republican Governor Mike Parson has more than $3 million in campaign funds. Gepford said she didn't know when Galloway would make a formal announcement. The parents of a slain Kansas City man are suing the manufacturer of the weapon used in their son's shooting and the dealer accused of selling it to a former fire captain. The former captain has been charged in federal court with knowingly supplying firearms to felons. The Kansas City Star reports that Alvino and Beverly Crawford filed the wrongful death lawsuit this week on behalf of their son, Alvino Dwight Crawford Jr. The suit alleges that former fire captain James Samuels purchased a weapon in April of 2016 from Green Tip Arms and provided it to a woman who kept it in her home, where a convicted felon and teenager charged with killing Crawford was able to access it. The suit says Samuels purchased 32 guns directly from Jimenez Arms from 2013 to 2015, even though the company knew Samuels didn't have a federal firearms license, and they intended to resell those guns. The lawsuit also alleges that the gun dealers chose not to report Samuels' illegal activity to authorities and continued to profit from them. Authorities have evacuated part of the northeast Missouri town of Kirksville, including several dozen jail inmates, after a construction crew cut through a gas line. KTVO-TV reports that Liberty Utilities requested the evacuation as a precaution after the gas line was cut just before noon today. The electric company Ameren Missouri also temporarily shut off power to a large portion of the downtown area. The ruptured line is located in a downtown alley near the Adair County Law Enforcement Center. Sheriff Robert Hardwick says about 60 inmates were taken from their cells and temporarily moved to another county-owned building. He says the transfer went smoothly. The mayor of a Missouri town resigned yesterday, citing hatred, attacks, and lies about him on Facebook. Lexington Mayor Fred Widener wrote an open letter to the city saying the job was no longer worth the battle. In the letter, Widener says he didn't sign up for the, quote, mess. Widener said the trouble began in February when the city council voted to fire the city administrator, a popular longtime resident. Widener said he is comparatively new to the town, and the public blamed him. The situation led to continued social media criticism that he cited he didn't want to spend time defending, Widener said. Lexington is about 50 miles east of Kansas City and has fewer than 5,000 residents. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.